Hello, I'm your host Christine, and welcome to 우명 Cast, where you can listen to great teacher 우명's words of wisdom. Today's story is called The End of the World. 2 times, eschatology shook the world. When I was an elementary school student, books about the end of the world were popular. It was said that the world would end in 1999, in 2002, and again in 2012. If we pay more attention while reading well-known prophets, they also talked about the seasons of the universe. The universe also has seasons, but it entered into fall, that is the season of harvest. That's why some said that a new generation would open with the end of this world. Since then, although the planet Earth, where we live, has had many events and natural disasters, as it has always had, it did not come to an end. I already became 30, and the eagerly anticipated 2012, which so many prophets commonly anticipated, passed by. Thinking about it now, these prophets were not completely wrong. The end of the world was not what people believed to be the end of the world. Humans live in the world of illusions, that is the mind of the self. The end of the present human world is to throw this world away, and once it is completely destroyed, they live in the true world, that is the new world opens. What's interesting is that the period falls into place with the years that many prophets anticipated. Actually, many people have thrown away the mind world, which is illusions, and get to be born in the true world through the subtraction method of mind meditation. The end of the illusionary world and the beginning of the new world are being actualized. The end of the world that people feel afraid of will not come in the future either. However, the life you are living is pain, and there is not any meaning or value in the life that you come into and depart once. I truly hope that everyone throws away the world of their own mind that is an illusion and get to be born in the true world that is the new world. I hope no one ends up with the end of the world. To conclude, let me introduce Teacher 우명's writing about the end of the world. From Teacher 우명's book, Stop Living in This Land, Go to the Everlasting World of Happiness, Live There Forever, this is called The End of the World Defined. It is commonly believed that the end of the world means the world will actually come to an end, that it will disappear. The real meaning of the end of the world is that the new world comes, therefore, it is the end of the old world. In the old world, people lived with human mind. In the new world, people's minds become that of God and they live reborn as God. In the old age, man lived in his false mind world, but in the new world, the new age, he lives as God in the land of God. So one who is born in the new world will live forever because he lives as God in the kingdom of God. However, for one who dies forever within his own mind, it is the end of the world. There have always been famines, droughts, and earthquakes. There will always be these natural disasters. They will not cause the world to disappear. He who lives born in the land of God and truth lives in the new world. He who lives in his mind world that does not exist in the real world will die forever. We hope you enjoyed today's insightful poem by great teacher 우명. Thank you for listening, and please join us next time on 우명 Cast, where the more you listen to great teacher 우명's writings, the more you gain wisdom. This 우명 Cast is sponsored by Mom USA, If you would like to learn more about great teacher Umyeong, please visit umyeong.org.